You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday edition. I decided to expand upon and give you a more or less complete take, as far as I'm concerned, about immigration in the United States today, specifically the illegal alien invasion of the United States. And it's been going on really for over 30 years. And over that period of time, anywhere from 30 to 60 million illegal aliens have either crossed over the U.S.-Mexican border, and they're not entirely coming from Mexico. The majority are, though, over 80%, but some come from Central America. And in the news today is a group slowly making its way across Central America. They went from Honduras to Guatemala and now into Mexico, and the Trump administration is trying to stop it and is negotiating with Mexico to stop it. But this is just one of many attempts to continue the invasion of the United States. And we have a political party, the Democratic Party, that's for open borders. They make secret of it anymore. At one time, oh yes, we need to enforce immigration law. Yes, all those Democrats that one time said that now are saying open borders. Now, I've said all along, what is the Democratic Party doing? Because I think they're slitting their own throats. Now, they don't see it that way. Why am I saying that? The American people are not stupid. They are slow, but they're not stupid. And what do I mean by that? They see that the Democratic Party is more concerned about illegal aliens than the American people. And because of that, you have people leaving both political parties, but more and more the Democratic Party. They're fed up with the fact that we have two parties today, both the Democrat and Republican Party. One will say, at least say, I'll give a little credit to the Democratic Party. I seldom do that. At least they're somewhat upfront about it. But is that what the American people want? The answer to that question is absolutely not. The majority of American people, Democrats, Republicans, independents, even some socialists, do not want open borders. They want immigration law in force. That's all the American people have been asking, and they've been asking of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and their patience is at its end. And I have a warning for President Trump. If you don't get that wall built in the next 2 years, you're not going to be reelected, because a lot of people are watching. They're patient up to now, but you better kick some butt in the Republican Party and get that wall done. I mean completely done. A 2,000-mile wall, continuous. We can fly either an airplane, helicopter, right over the entire border. Take a couple hours and show the American people that we have a continuous wall to stop the invasion. Now, just having a wall or a barrier, I prefer saying a barrier, gives you a little bit more flexibility. You need to patrol it very much. You can't just put up a fence, a barrier, whatever, wall, and that's going to solve the problem. No one believes that. But the first step is the completion of that wall, and you better get it done. That's a promise that he has not kept, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump has not kept his number one most important promise to build the wall. Now, the Democrats are not going to emphasize that now. They'll emphasize it in 2020, though. And there will be at least one, if not several, candidates, primarily Republicans, unfortunately, that will run, if you will, to the right of Trump. I will be the Republican candidate that will get the wall built, the barrier built. President Trump has failed to secure the funding that we need to build the wall. And because of it, we have invasion after invasion after invasion. That's what's going to happen. Now, it's up to President Trump to deliver on his promises. They're patient this time, but they will not be patient in 2020. Now, why won't they? Oh, they've heard all this nonsense from the Republican Party, and for that matter, the Democratic Party before. We have two political parties that are not listening to the people. And the overwhelming majority of the American people want shut down the illegal alien invasion of this country. Because the numbers add up. Now, you keep seeing, and it frustrates me to no end, where people that should know a lot better and should point this out every time they talk about don't. They quote the 11 million. There are 11 million illegal aliens in the country. It's like written in stone, 11 million. If they bothered over the years to go down to the border and talk to the people, they will tell you for every one they apprehend, three gets away. A minimum of three gets away, and on average, it's like four or five. It's going to vary all over the lot. And for most years, it was average. For many, many years, the average was about a million a year. Some years a lot higher, some years definitely lower. But that's apprehensions. So you need to multiply whatever the number is, whether it's a million five, or half a million, multiply by three. And I always come back to this and emphasize this because if the American people truly knew the scope of the problem, they would be up in arms. Why aren't they? Well, that's a good question. You need a leader. You need leadership. Someone to be champion. And neither Democrats or Republicans. It's a two-party system, in case you haven't figured that out. Remember, the Republican Party came in existence out of the old Whig Party in 1854. Add up how many years, it's about 125 years. And the Democrats are older. And what happens, and we're seeing it again, if you listen to Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, this is the most important election in the... Well, I've heard about the most important election for the last 40 years. Both parties play that game. If we don't stop them now, the country is going to hell in a handbasket. Well, it's already going to hell in a handbasket. And the invasion keeps happening, and neither party stops it. I conclude if after decades, neither party can stop the invasion, then we need to find a new party. And that's my point. And American people are sick and tired of this. They don't like to be lied to. They don't like to be misled, deliberately misled. And I try to warn people when President Trump was running, not yet president. I don't trust him. And the one promise I think he's going to not fulfill is his promise to build that wall. And certainly not remove all the illegal aliens that are here. Remember, that's what he ran on. And that's why he got the nomination. And that's why he got elected. Yet he has not delivered on his number one promise. He likes to talk and talk and talk. I want results. I want to see that beautiful wall from the Gulf of Mexico to the west coast of California. Where is it, Mr. Trump? And don't show me the 300 or 300 to 400 miles of already built fence. This is the game that the Republicans were playing when Bush was in the White House. He didn't want to build the wall either, or the fence. You need a barrier with fences on both sides, with a road in the middle, and it be patrolled. Not only by people in vans or cars, but also aircraft, helicopters, drones, as well as surveillance cameras. There's a lot you could do to secure the border, and it's not being done. And yes, it's going to cost money, but we're already paying over $100 billion-plus for various types of assistance to illegal aliens. Where's the leadership? Well, it's not in the Democratic Party. They no longer are leading the American people. They're leading the illegal aliens. That's who they really care about. What they really care about is them getting reelected. And the wager they've made, and it's a fairly good bet, unless someone stops them, is that over a period of time, they eventually will get amnesty. They will get citizenship. for every single illegal alien that's currently in the United States. The only possible exception are the rapists, the murderers, the criminals. See, that's the game Trump was playing. Remember, Trump is a liberal Democrat from New York. He's not fooling me. He's for big government. Now, I'll be the first to give him credit for a lot of results. Surprised a lot of people, including me. But in terms of his number one promise, he hasn't delivered. Now, he's going to blame Congress, the Democrats, as well as Republicans. And he should. But that's an excuse. There are no excuses here. The American people are expecting results. They're expecting a completed wall that truly does stop the invasion of this country. We haven't seen it. That's why he's up in arms about this. This group started initially at 1,500, then it went to 2,000, then 3,000. Tomorrow it'll be at 4,000. The group gets larger as it goes north. And he's threatened to put our military on the border. I have no problem with that, but I'm not sure you can do that. But he's the president. Order our troops down there. Maybe lay out a minefield. That was a joke, but some people will take that seriously. So even when you do a joke today, you have to explain it. What's going on? The Democrats are into power, but so are the Republicans. They believe that their way to power and permanent power for decades to come is to make sure that every single illegal alien that's already in the United States becomes a U.S. citizen. And once that happens, they have a lock, not on every single district or even state, but they have a lock in the sense of being able to control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. They're playing for big stakes. I would never vote for them. I don't trust them at all. Much of the people that lead that party are liars, mislead you. They did it for years, saying they want immigration law enforced. Now they don't. How overnight did that switch? Well, it became politically acceptable to do that. The Democratic Party has been captured by the far left in this country. And I think what will continue is their losses. Now today, as I sit here, the conventional wisdom is, well, looks like the Republicans will gain some seats in the Senate, whoop-de-doo, but the House will go to the Democrats. Now, I've never believed that. I don't want either party truly to be in control because we've seen what that means. Nothing fundamentally changes. If you don't believe me, just look up the monthly Treasury statement from the Department of Treasury as to what the deficit is. $779 billion. Give it another 2, 3, maybe 4 years, and we'll be over $1 trillion again. Most likely, we'll come very close next year. Now, I was for the tax cut, and I'm going to talk a little bit more on taxes towards the end of the show, because it looks like some of the candidates running in the Democratic Party want to give upwards of $6,000 to the poor. The needy poor. And that's similar, but not really, what the fair tax and fair tax less does. The difference is, the fair tax, everyone would get the tax prebate. Now, there's always going to be a debate as to how large that prebate should be. I think more important is everybody gets the same prebate. It's very simple. If you're a U.S. citizen, 18 years of older, you get a tax prebate every month. You get a monthly check. My version of it is fair tax less. You get a monthly check of $1,000 a month, 12 months, $12,000. And what will most people do? They'll spend it. You better believe they'll spend it. But why do we have a prebate? It's not a welfare program. It's not charity. It's to make the tax system fair by everyone pays the same tax rate, everyone gets the same prebate, and the net result is up to $60,000 if you're single, you're not going to be paying any taxes net. The way it works, though, and I'll give you my loaf of bread, you go in a grocery store, buy a dollar loaf of bread, you check it out, and in the price of everything, including the loaf of bread, is the tax. And the tax under fair tax less is 20%. It's really simple, folks. It's not hard to understand. And with a, except for 20 cents is the tax that goes to the federal government, less a small fee for collecting the tax by the retailer. Now, one of the criticisms that many people make that don't know what they're talking about, it's a valid criticism if it's not addressed, though. Well, that's regressive. That's like a sales tax. That's regressive. Yes, a sales tax is regressive. So is payroll taxes for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, disability. Yeah, it's regressive. That's the problem with it. I'm not favoring it. I'm just saying it is. You know, I was listening to, well, some talk show host, and he was going on and on about the fact that most people, the bottom 50%, pay no taxes. Well, he's right. Only 3% of all taxes are collected from the bottom 50%. But what frustrates me is, what's the biggest tax that most people, especially in the bottom 50, 60%, pay? It's not income tax. Either they pay very little or none. It's payroll taxes. They pay as well as their employer pays, but the employer is paying it for them. Keep that in mind. It's by far the most regressive tax that we have, our own payroll taxes. We did it to ourselves. And again, that's the Democratic Party that did it in 1935. And what has it done over the years? It's made both your contribution and the employer contribution. It's really your contribution. Up, up, and up. It's gotten bigger and bigger. And guess what? To save it, they're going to have to double it. They don't want to tell you that, though. They're trying to put that bad news off for a while, folks. And they'll do it. So what I've recommended, and others, is that we scrap the income tax system and replace it with a broad-based consumption tax, such as fair tax laws. And like I said, when you buy a new, I emphasize new, good or service, in the price will be 20% of the price of the good, whatever it is, will be the tax. And that will be a single tax. There will only be one tax. One tax that everyone pays, everyone gets a prebate, but it is graduated, or if you prefer, I don't, but you can say it is progressive. Because the way it works out with you getting a check, everyone would get a check. Even Donald Trump would get a check. He probably donated to charity, but that's not my point. It's fair. It's fair to everybody. Everyone pays the same tax, 20%. Everyone gets the same prebate, $1,000 a month for 12 months, total of $12,000. So when you pay the tax at the cash register, the counter, when you check out, they're going to collect. You're going to have to pay the full price. But because you have that check coming in, that's offset. So what does that mean? Anyone spending $60,000 or less will be paying no taxes. The net tax will be zero. I'm not trying to confuse you or flimflam you. You pay the tax. But in the mail, you get a $1,000 check that it's a prebate, tax prebate. Now, once you spend more than $60,000, and this is, it's tied to every adult, doesn't depend on the number of children you have, whether you're married or not, all taxes are done away with, except this tax. So I think this is the way to go. Will it ever happen? It will if we get a presidential candidate that gets behind it. Do I think Donald Trump is going to do it? Seriously doubt it. He should, but he won't. If Trump doesn't deliver on his wall, and he has some time, he has 2 years. It shouldn't take 2 years. I firmly think if they had the money in hand, they could build it in a year. Now, you need the power of eminent domain, because some of this is private land, ranch land. You know, over 1,000 miles over the U.S.-Mexican border, and that border is a river. We call it the Rio Grande. We could build the wall, the barrier, fence, whatever you want to call it. We need to do it to slow down, if not totally stop, the invasion. But while you're doing that, what else should be doing? You should be deporting, removing from this country, the 30 to 60 million illegal aliens that are here, living here, working here, sending their children to school here. We need to do something. The Democratic Party aren't going to do it. They're totally against, they won't. No Democrat can vote any money for a wall because they'll vote him out of office. So if you're looking for the Democrats to do it, forget about it. They've sold you out a long time ago. But so is the Republican Party. You know, Trump, his party, the Republican Party. Note, I didn't say my party, not anymore. I left the Republican Party in 2006, and I kept on thinking, why did it take me so long? I think people are just loyal, and they have other things to do, and they don't focus on politics. But the American people are tired of these bands, mobs, of people flooding to our borders. They want it stopped. And I think this was deliberately done. This is well organized, folks. This was to try to embarrass Trump around election time. I don't think you should be embarrassed. What I said last show, and I'm dead serious about this, and Trump could do it. Whether he will do it, I seriously doubt. Make the illegal alien invasion of this country issue number one. Make this a national election. And it's easy to do. It's not hard. You just got to do it. What is for the Democratic Party? They're for open borders and giving citizenship to all the illegal aliens that are here. That is the Democratic Party. Now, if you're for that, vote for them. The Republican Party is to build a wall, stop the invasion, and here's what they won't do. Remove and deport all the illegal aliens that are here. Admittedly, if it took 30 years to do, it's going to take at least 10 to undo it. But you need to start somewhere. The American people are patient. The problem is they're too patient. They're too forgiving. And the leadership, the biggest problem that the Republican Party has is this leadership. They talk a good game, but no, they don't really talk a good game. If they did, they'd make this an issue. If they did, we'd have a wall. We should have right now on television, you know what we should be seeing and we're not seeing? Commercial after commercial. You voted for President Trump and the Republican Party and they have built the wall and the invasion is being stopped. This is the party of results. Have you seen that ad yet? I haven't seen it. There's a reason. You haven't seen the wall. They're not going to put an ad embarrassing the Republicans. Now, maybe the Democrats will, but I think they are not that stupid. You see, what is popular with the American people? It's stopping this invasion. What the American people are fundamentally believe in is the rule of law, and they want the law enforced. And they've been demanding it, asking it for years now, going on over 20 years. And still, we have people breaking into this country. And it's not just from the United States, U.S.-Mexican border. There are people coming here legally on visas every single day across this country. Many come here for business, tourism, go to school, and then they decided, you know, I like it here. I think I'm going to stay. And they do. And what all of them need to do is buy fraudulent documents so they can work here. And that's what's going on. And eventually, they expect to become citizens because they have at least one of the political parties. That's what they want. Everyone that's here illegally will get citizenship. What's in it for the Democratic Party? They expect, and I think they're absolutely right, that at least 2 out of 3, if not 3 out of 4, of all the illegal aliens that are here will become registered Democratic voters. And not 10 or 11 million. I'm talking 30 to 60 million. It could be higher, folks. No one knows the exact number. You think, given the size of the government, no one could come up with a very good estimate of how many illegal aliens that are here? Even I think that the United States government could come within, let's say, 1 million or 2 million of what the real number is. Is it curious that neither Democrats nor Republicans are advertising that number? Why do you think that is so? And I'll be the first to say, I don't know. I don't have the resources to figure it out. The only thing I will say, it's not 11 million. Somewhere between 30 million and 60 million. And if the American people knew that, they'd be up in arms. See, I noticed and followed very carefully when Trump was running for president. This is early on in his campaign. Will he zero in on this? And he should zero in on it. Initially, he'd say, well, it could be as high as 30 million. I heard that estimate 10, 20, 30 years ago. It could be as high as 30 million? Really, Donald? It's north of 30 million, folks. And if the American people understood that, I don't think the Democrats would be running for open borders. They want to minimize the problem. They don't want to scare you, and you should be scared. Now, most of the people that come here illegally are coming here for jobs. And let me get rid of, or at least address this first. Trump, when he was running, liked to emphasize criminal illegal aliens. I am going to deport the criminal illegal aliens. Heard it once, I heard it a dozen times. And my response to that was, they're all illegal aliens. They're all criminal illegal aliens. They all broke into the country. Yes, it's a misdemeanor. The second time, it's a felony. But they don't stop there. What's the next thing they do? Most of them want to work. So what do? They buy fraudulent documents. That's a felony. And then they go work in this country without having legal status. That's another felony. And then whoever hires them, especially knowingly, and most of them do know it, is also committing a felony. It's a regular crime wave. Every time an illegal alien comes to this country and works. This problem is festering. It's not being addressed. Oh, it will be addressed. There will be a new political party. And the new political party will do several things. But one of the key parts of their platform is, unlike the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, we believe in the American worker, the American citizen first, and we will enforce the law. And if you're here illegally, you will be arrested and deported to your country of origin. No ifs, ands, or buts. You, your family will go. The family that's deported together stays together. Because the American people come first, not illegal aliens. Unlike the Democratic Party, and for that matter, the Republican Party. You don't think that message would resonate? Would you like to make any bets? See, I followed the polls over the years on this issue. The American people are for limited legal immigration. They believe we are a nation of immigrants, and we should allow a controlled number in every year. There is a debate as to how many. Now, there are some that want zero. I think that's totally unreasonable. But anywhere from 250,000 to 500,000. That's where the majority of the American people are. They favor legal immigration as long as it's controlled. In other words, a limited number. And for most of the history of the United States, it was under 250,000. It's only really since 1990 has it been a million plus. And no American was demanding that. So the Democrats want to give citizenship to all the illegals. That's what they're about. Once you understand that, you should never be voting Democrat again. They've told you they're more concerned about illegals than they are about you. And they can take that position, but don't expect me to vote for them. You see, the history, starting with Obama continuing, is the Democrats are losing election after election. You would think, if you listen to the news, which is primarily progressive propaganda, that they're going to win in big landslides. No, they're not. Oh, yes, is there a possibility that they could maybe pick up 5 or 10 more votes and control the House? Yes, they could. Is that going to fundamentally change anything? No. Why? President Trump will veto it. And you need two houses to pass a bill. That's why I don't think it's the end of the world. Even if they, let's say, miracle of miracles, the Democrats control the House and the Senate, they still don't control the presidency. And Donald Trump is perfectly capable of vetoing it. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Republicans will maintain control. What's dangerous about that is they don't use the 2 years they have to do some fundamental things, one being build the wall, two, start deporting, and I mean millions, not 100,000 or 200,000. When the problem is somewhere between 30 and 60 million, the goal should be at least to deport 1 to 2 million per year. Get with the program. It's going to take at least 15 to 30 years to do this. It didn't happen overnight, folks. You see, once one of these parties is no longer the number two party, that's the biggest problem that we face. I'm registered to vote. I'm not a Republican. I most likely will stay home. I could vote for Ted Cruz, and there might be one or two other people I could vote for, but why should I vote Republican? Have they balanced the budget? No. Have they built the wall? No. Have they controlled the borders? No. What have they done? They've run off massive deficits. Now they're going to say, well, we cut taxes. Yeah. And how'd you pay for it? You went into debt. You see, I'm for cutting taxes, but I'm also for cutting spending. Now, the Democrats, they're for increasing taxes and increasing spending. There's no choice there. Down that road lies ruin. And the Republicans are cutting taxes, but not cutting spending. They pay for the tax cut by borrowing money. That's not fiscal responsibility. That's flimflam. I'm always, the default position is cut taxes. So I will support any tax cut. But what I'm really for, and what the American people are looking for, is fundamental tax change, reform. Scrap the entire income tax system. We currently waste over $500 billion every year, and that number keeps going up, to prepare tax returns to tell the Internal Revenue Service how much money we owe. That's madness, folks. And we're running deficits of hundreds of billions of dollars year in, year out. It's spending addiction disorder. It's sad. Sad. Spending addiction disorder. And it doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in power in the House or the Senate. They're mad, folks. Mad and sad. Spending addiction disorder. Down that road lies ruin. I call it Santa Claus socialism. Vote for me and I'll give you some free stuff. And if you're foolish enough, and many people are, to believe that, you deserve what you get. And you're gonna get it up you know where. Why? You can't continue doing this. It doesn't end well. There is a day of reckoning, and it's coming soon. Sooner than you think, and really sooner than I think. And what would make it worse is the floodgates are opened. And from Mexico, from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, point south, east, and west, they're flooding into the United States. No nation can do that. You know, occasionally I'll have a libertarian's say, well, you're a classical liberal. Why aren't you for open borders? And I said, we'll say. I'll tell you what. I'll surprise you. I would support open borders if, and this is a big if, you do away completely with all welfare programs. In other words, do away with the welfare state. You see, for much of our history, not the last 100 years, but for much of our history, we didn't have welfare programs. It only started to rear the roll getting really going in the 30s and continuing to today. No welfare programs and have free movement of people. But once you have a huge, not a small, a huge welfare state, that's an incentive for people from around the world to try to get here by hook or by crook. You're providing strong incentives for people to get in the country so they can collect the welfare. And I know they're never going to shut down all the welfare programs that we have, or whatever you call it, security income programs. Think about it. For much of our history, when you got here, you had to work or you would starve. That's the way it was and really should be. Not anymore, though. See, most Americans, including me, do believe that there are truly needy people that need assistance. But we're way past that, folks. That's the secret that we don't focus in on. We don't want to look too hard. So will President Trump stop the 4,000 growing? Probably. I'm sure he's going to twist the arms of the Mexican government. And while we're on the Mexican government, they really enforce their borders. That's something that's not noted enough. So I fear for my country. We have the Democratic Party that has sold out, betrayed the American people. I'm sure many of my family, Democrats for many, many years, would never be a Democrat today. They couldn't even recognize the Democratic Party. And it's getting worse, folks. They have become authoritarian, totalitarian. And it's just a matter of time before someone gets seriously hurt. Remember that baseball game, congressional baseball game? Several people were shot. Yeah, that was a Democratic voter just exercising his free speech by going to a baseball practice game and started to shoot congressmen. That's where this ends or begins. We live in interesting times, and that's not good. But what's more disappointing is our elected representatives, whether it's Democrat or Republican, have betrayed the very people that got them elected in the first place. Oh, there's some good people. But today, it's really controlled by the leadership of both parties, and they care more about being elected and staying in power. And if that means betraying you and me, the American worker, they'll do it in a blink of an eye. And so are the Republicans. We're still waiting for that wall. I remember when Bush was president. We're going to have beware of anyone that says comprehensive immigration reform. They're picking your pocket. You see, this wall should have been built years ago, and the law should have been enforced. We shouldn't have today this issue dividing the American people, but it is. It's not that hard to build a 2,000-mile wall and man it with people that will patrol it and keep out. This is like a four more reasons why you should do this. First, to stop the invasion of this country by illegal aliens, but then the drugs that are coming in here, the crime that's coming in here, national security risks that are coming here, agents from foreign governments, human smuggling, and fundamentally, immigration is a job issue. This is very close, if not the number one concern of the American people, is jobs and the economy. See, the United States should be growing at 4 or 5% consistently. It's not, because both parties are for bigger and bigger and bigger government. That's where a lot of your money goes. It's wasted, but it's to keep people in power. See, what I see happening is one of these parties isn't going to be around in 30 years. I don't know who, though. I don't know who's going to win. The reason I say that, though, the American people are tired of these two parties not fundamentally addressing what they can see is their number one concerns. They want to make sure not only them, their family, their children, grandchildren have good paying jobs, have a future, have a chance at the American dream. And when one of those parties is obviously siding not with American citizens or Americans, but with illegals, they get kind of upset. How dare you? Oh, they're doing it. They're out in the open now. And I applaud that. I want them to be in the open, because there is going to be a day of reckoning. And a lot of people that are now Democrats holding office won't have them. And many Republicans won't have them either, because there will arise a new political party that puts the American people first and believes in the Constitution, believes in limited government, believes in the enforcement of our laws. All it takes is a few thousand, not millions, a few thousand. We'll organize a new party. It's going to take time, though. The one thing I will say, it's not going to happen overnight, but it will be fundamentally a grassroots effort, and one of the political parties isn't going to be around, or it'll be a small shadow of itself. See, both political parties have more or less had free reign for over 150, 160 years, but the party's over now. And once over half of the voters are truly independent, they're not registered Democrats, they're not registered Republicans, they're sick of both parties. Oh yes, they'll lean and occasionally vote for a candidate that comes closest to their philosophy. But there are literally millions, tens of millions are like me. I have no party anymore, no real set of candidates anymore. I'm disgusted with what the Democratic Party is doing, throwing open the borders and recommending doing away with the police force that's in charge enforcing immigration law, ICE, Immigrations Customs Enforcement. But that's what the Democratic Party's for. Be my guest. And the reason I say that, because upwards of 80% of the electorate is against you, and many of them are your own voters. You see, what a lot of people, especially in the news, they think they can get away with murder. What I'm talking about is when people catch you in lying to them, they're never going to trust you again. It gets back to the trust issue. What we have going on in both political parties is people that voted for them in the past no longer trust the very people that they voted for. They're sick of them. Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives. They don't want anything to do with them. A plague on both houses. What you need to understand is the politicians will get away with this until the very day that they're called on it. You see, they want me and people like me not to vote. Oh, I understand that. What we're going to have is a period of chaos. Oh, it will be chaotic, folks. But then there will be a new party, new leadership, and it will be clear what they stand for. They believe in limited government. They believe in the United States Constitution. They believe in a representative republic, not a huge American empire. The absolute key thing is votes. You got to have the votes. And to get the votes, you have to have a party that stands for something, believes in something, and communicates what that is to the people. And they will hear the message. Doesn't take millions, truly several thousand, but it will multiply and spread. And one of these political parties, Democrat or Republican, will go away. They will become a shadow of their former self. And it will happen quickly. Am I optimistic? Cautiously optimistic. Because it does take, like any campaign, if you want to win, what do you need? I call it mama. You need money. M, money. You need an organization. You need a message that resonates with the people. You need commitment, ambition. So if you have the right message, you have the money and the organization to get your message out, the message goes forth and resonates, people will come out to vote for you and elect you and attend your rallies. But you got to tell them the truth, even the truth that you'd rather not expose them to. It'll happen. The American people today are demanding that the laws of the land be enforced, specifically immigration law, and those that are here illegally be removed. And there are millions of them, tens of millions. They're also demanding that that wall barrier be built. Will Trump be the one? I don't think so. I will be the first to say I can be pleasantly surprised. But when Trump did not make building that wall an issue before the election, I said to myself, he's being played for a fool by the Republican leadership. They're just kicking the can down the road two more years, hoping that in two more years, Donald Trump won't get the nomination or won't get reelected. And then they've succeeded in doing what they've been trying to do together with the Democrats, not build that wall. And if he doesn't take leadership on it, then he's the wrong person. He can't get it done. That means shaking people up, rocking the boat. We'll see. I'm not holding my breath. I simply don't trust him. That's why I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton either. She should be in jail as far as I'm concerned. She should have been prosecuted and, if found guilty, sent to prison. But the fix was in. Oh, yes, Washington is a corrupt city, but most capitals of other nations are too. And that's another reason I don't trust Trump. What he should have done is demanded the prosecution of the people in the FBI, the Department of Justice, and Hillary Clinton, and anyone in the Obama administration that was part of this conspiracy. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. Big mistake. Big mistake. And if he doesn't do it after this election, he's never going to do it. I'm tired of talk. I'm demanding results. And if I don't see them, I'll stay home. But I'll support anybody that wants to stand up a new political party that believes in limited government, believes in a constitution, and believes in enforcing the law. That would be refreshing. Now, I wanted to say a little bit about the fair tax. I've given entire shows over just to the fair tax. The reason I decided now to maybe at least tell you there's something else out there that you need to be looking at. It looks like we have some Democrats, some of them, at least one, that probably will be a presidential candidate in 2020. I don't think she'll get the nomination, but funnier things have happened. The senator from California, Harris. Now, she's floating the idea that depending on your income, you would get up to $6,000. That got my eye. Why? Well, the fair tax has a prebate. The difference is it's not targeted to anyone. Everyone is treated the same. That's why it's fair. Everyone pays the same rate. Everyone gets the same tax prebate. So this idea has been floated. It's a $6,000 each year for working families. Well, I think she's already made a first mistake. She's tying it to families. Doesn't surprise me. They're a big believer in socking it to the rich. The problem is if you go do some research, you don't even have to leave your desk. You can find out what the rich pays in taxes. They pay the most. The bottom 50%. Pay less than 3% of all income taxes. All income taxes. Look at the top 10%. See how much they pay. I know the answer, but I want you to look it up. Every year there's an article that in glorious detail provides how much the 1% pays, 5% pays, 10% pays. 20% pays. The rich pay most of the taxes. And it's actually their share has gone up. So it's not a question of the rich paying their fair share. They pay more than their fair share. That's not the problem. The problem is the government is spending too much money. And that is what Harris won't address, because they want to spend more money and go into debt. They're just as bad as the Republicans. We waste over $500 billion every year, and that number keeps going up. I need to do some checking. It could be $600 billion for all I know, just to fill out the paperwork to tell the IRS about how much we owe. If you do away with the income tax, in other words, replace all federal taxes with one tax. That's what my Fair Tax Less does. We do away with all taxes, capital gains taxes, payroll taxes, income taxes, estate and gift taxes, no more tax returns, because we're not taxing you on income. See, what makes everything complicated is when you tax income, because then you have to have definitions of what's income, what's not income, what's deductible, what's not deductible. You want to switch over to a broad-based consumption tax that everyone pays, from the poorest to the richest. What's the problem with that? You can already hear him saying, that's not fair. The burden of taxes falls greater on the poor. Oh, yes, it does. It certainly does. That's why everyone gets a tax rebate. Let's take a worst case. You make zero, yet you go to the grocery store because you got your $1,000 check in the mail from the government. And you spend every single dollar, every cent, because you don't earn anything. What does that mean? Everyone pays the tax, 20%. It's in the price of the good you buy, whatever you buy. My point being, if everyone got a tax rebate of $1,000. Every single adult 18 years or older gets every month a check for $1,000. 12 checks, $12,000. Now, what are people going to do that earn nothing, have no income coming in? They're going to spend it. The same happens with the very rich. They're going to spend their money. Who gets taxed? Up to $60,000 single, because you get the total of $12,000 a year, $1,000 a month. If the tax is 20%, and it is, 20% of $12,000 is what? 20% of $60,000 is what? $12,000. I'm not talking about someone that has nothing. Someone that has $60,000, and they spend all their money on consumption, they're going to pay $12,000 in taxes. But the net tax is zero, because offsetting that $12,000 tax that they're paying is the prebate of $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year. So net-net, up to $12,000, they pay zero. It's actually a negative tax if you make less and spend less. I'm not trying to make it difficult, folks. This is a, quote, progressive tax. It's fair because everyone pays the same tax. Everyone gets the same rebate. It's transparent. Everyone knows what the tax is. Everyone knows what the rebate is. Why is it a good tax? You have an incentive to work hard. There's no tax on any savings. Capital gains, they are abolished. There's no more income taxes, no more gift taxes, no more payroll taxes. And payroll taxes, I emphasize that, because that, for most people, in terms of sheer numbers of people, is the biggest tax they pay, other than maybe real estate taxes. And I'm only talking about federal taxes here. So I'm looking forward to a debate on this. Why don't we have it? The Fair Tax has been around over 10 years. I think it might be over 20. This is a version of it, a more generous one. I'll be the first one to say this is a more generous fair tax. The rate is, the reason I call it fair tax less, it's less than the fair tax. The fair tax rate was 23%. This is 20. Now, there's one thing I have to say before I move on, and it's important. We have to get back to fiscal responsibility. We need balanced budgets. It's clear to anyone that looks, it doesn't matter whether it's Democrats or Republicans in power, neither political party, Democratic Party, Republican Party, could balance a budget to save their lives. What I mean by that is they're literally not able to downsize the federal government. What you need to do is what I call a forcing function. How do you force people to live within their means? How do you force the Congress of the United States, both the House and the Senate, and remember that money bills have to originate in the House, how do you force them to balance the budget? Ideally, you would have a constitutional amendment, and that will happen if we go to fair tax less. The people will demand that we never go back to the old system that we're under now. But the tough love, the tough medicine, is to make it very clear whatever the United States government collects in taxes from the fair tax, only 90% of that total next year can be spent. Why 90%? Because we're going to pay down the debt. In other words, whatever is collected, whatever the number is, let's use a round number. It's $4,000 billion. That's a big number. 10% of it you're going to use to pay down the debt. So $400 billion would be to gradually change down the debt. We're not going to add any new debt, by the way. And the rest, the $3,600 billion, that's all you can spend. And then you can argue as much as you want, but that's it. In other words, you're forcing Congress to make the tough decisions. They don't want to make tough decisions. That's why year in, year out, it doesn't matter whether it's Democrats or Republicans, we have been running since George Bush $100 billion, and that's when it was small. That was the early years. To today, in last year, last fiscal year, the Democrats and the Republicans, they agreed to this, that they would spend over $700 billion. It came out to $779 billion. An additional debt to pay the bills. Under fair tax, you can't do that. Whatever we collect, 90%, that's the maximum. Now, you can spend a lot less. Don't get me wrong. That's the maximum. And then you're going to see real battles between Democrats and Republicans or a third party. Then you're really going to have real cuts, not these phony baloney cuts that they have now. Do you think the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, would support this? No, they wouldn't. Are you kidding me? I'm not naive here. Spending addiction disorder. They have the worst habit. It's worse than any drug habit, believe it or not, in spending your money. They can always find something else to spend more money on. They're both bad in this regard. Fiscal year 2018, $779 billion. That's not total spending. That's above what they whatever their total collections were in taxes. They spent an additional $779 billion. Where do they get it? They borrowed it. That's how they're paying the bills. What I'm saying is it's well past time where we have to be responsible. We need responsible adults, not children, not addicts. But that's what we have. It doesn't matter whether Democrats or Republicans, whether it's Obama or Trump. They're both as bad. One of these parties has to go. Really, both of them should go. They don't inspire confidence in me. If they call this an elite, it's an incompetent elite. But that's the only choice you have. That's how bad it is. That's why I say nothing fundamentally is going to change until we set up, stand up a new political party that takes on both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. You don't think they could? Yes, they could. Oh, yes, it's going to take a lot of money, a lot of time, organization. But to make the case is relatively easy. You just point to what they do or don't do, however you want to describe it. We could have landslide victories that would even rival Ronald Reagan's. You need a communicator, though. You need someone that's honest, that can look people in the eye and tell them the difficult truths that they need to know. The American people have a government that are way beyond the means of the American people. We have to more than tighten our belt. We have to close federal departments, at least 8, if not 10, federal departments and an equal number of agencies. That's just to get warmed up. It's a message that no politician, Democrat or Republican, would dare articulate. They're cowards. They're afraid of the people, and they should be afraid of the people because they have been bad stewards. Bad stewards. And the people, unfortunately, let them get away with it. And it's only going to get worse, a lot worse, before it gets any better. The sooner that a new political party is set up, fundamentally reforms taxes, limit spending to 90% of what's collected in taxes. In other words, no more debt, and making sure that the laws of the land, in particular immigration laws, are enforced to the full letter of the law. Oh, it could happen, and it could happen quickly. It's not happening because both parties like it the way it is, and you let them get away with it year in, year out. And they've been around over 150 years, and they think they're going to have another 150 years. I don't think the United States can survive 50 years under these two political parties. One, if not both, are going to have to fail, but they will. Because you cannot continue to do what Democrats and Republicans have been doing, spending like there's no tomorrow and not really telling the American people the truth. You see, immigration shouldn't be an issue in this country, but it is. But it gets right back to the truth. We have people that are more concerned about being in power. They call themselves Democrats. They call themselves Republicans than to do what's right for the people. They have betrayed their oath of office, they have betrayed their own people, and they firmly believe they can get away with it year in and year out. And only you can stop them, not one single person, you, by pointing it out and seeking out like-minded individuals that want to get back to the way this country was founded, where government was relatively limited and people lived within their means. Thank you for listening. And now, my favorite song, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. And KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.